This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Amaryllis is one of those gorgeous plants that helps ring in the holiday season. While we may not be able to see all of our loved ones in person, we can send them love with a beautiful bloom. Today's Garden Bite is about caring for these beauties. Before bloom, keep your amaryllis in a sunny window away from cold drafts. When the flower buds start to show color, move your plant out of direct sunlight. Keep it in bright, indirect light. Cooler temperatures in lower light levels will preserve your blooms for a longer time. They're sensitive to cold, so don't put them near the door where they may get blasted from all the comings and goings of your household. After the bloom is off the amaryllis, you can treat it like a sun-loving houseplant. Cut the blooms off after they've flowered so they don't form seeds. Leave the foliage till it's yellowed. Water your amaryllis till it drains out the bottom. Empty the saucer and then let it get rather dry. Never water when moist. You'll promote bulb rot. When it warms outside in the spring, sink the whole pot in your garden soil in a sunny spot. Then, before the first frost, bring your amaryllis back in the house. Store in a dark closet and don't water it. Remove the brown, shriveled leaves. Let your bulb rest in the dark for 8 to 12 weeks, checking on it periodically. If new growth starts, bring your plant into the light. You can force new growth by watering your amaryllis thoroughly and placing it in a sunny location. There are a huge variety of choices. I did find one that seems to sum up a bit of 2020. It's new this year and called Half and Half. The top petals of terracotta red fade to cream and lime towards the bottom of the bloom. Half and Half is an eager bloomer, boasting 5 to 6 buds per stalk on sturdy stems that grow 18 to 24 inches in height. Check them out on GardenBite.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.